to please rise up as you are able, as we honor our Lord Jesus, King Jesus. He is the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to the book of Matthew. Matthew 5, we're going to start with verse 14 all the way to 16, and we're going to jump to Matthew 25. So let's first look for Matthew 5, and then we're going to locate Matthew 25 later on. Let me know if you're there, Matthew 5, verse 14. Praise God. Thank you. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Jesus said these words. Now let's turn to Matthew 25. And these are also the words of our Lord Jesus. And we're going to start with verse 31. Matthew 25. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 25, 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king, capital K, that's our Lord Jesus, will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and you give something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your words for all of us. It not only gives us hope and encouragement and builds up our faith, but your word is also a powerful reminder for all of us what our lives as a people of God should be. Lord, you said in your word at one point, occupy till I come. Lord, we keep on thinking about, Lord, that day when you would gather us. And Lord, even before that day comes, we pray that, Lord, may you find us all faithful as far as what you have called us to do. And this is our prayer through the work of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Let me start by reading a portion of this book. This was written by Dr. Norval Young. You know, how many of you love to read books? I know not everyone loves to read books. You know, I have a family member. She doesn't love to read books. She said, I don't like reading books, lalo pag wala nang pictures. I mean, gusto mo comics. But you know what? As a Christian, you know how the Spirit of God would even like kind of inspire us. You might not be really someone who loves and devour reading a good book, but it helps us. Hanap po kayo ng mga, you know, inspirational books. And one of the things that I could highly recommend is this Living Lights and Shining Stars by Dr. Norval Young. This has been always my reference with many series in our study of the Word of God. Amen. And so let me just read a portion of what he said in this book, that he has a friend, and tong friend yung to, you know, he admires because this person really has a heart to help people. So it says here, this friend of his says, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do." Amen. Totoo naman po yun eh. We cannot do everything. But let us not focus on what you and I cannot do, but focus on what we can still do. The reason why I started with that was last Sunday in our study of the book of Revelation, for some of you who were not here, that's why I brought back. We mentioned and we read that portion of the scripture in the book of Revelation that tells us that Jesus, who is in that portion, it says he is in the midst of candlesticks. The church of God, when we say the church, it's not the building. We would always repeat this because the church is who? Us. Us. Church means the people called out from darkness into the marvelous and wonderful light of our Lord Jesus. And so the Bible tells us that the church of Christ is like a candlestick. And the purpose of a candlestick is what? To give light. Kasi yan ho, lalagyan po ng candle. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, I work for a Jewish-owned company, and on my way to work, there's this Jewish temple, synagogue. Pag Jewish feast ho, they would have this. Oh, they made like this huge candlestick in front of the building. And whether Hanukkah, Rosh Hashanah, kaya alam ko yung mga Jewish holidays nila because I work for a Jewish family. And one thing that I know about this, you know, Jewish family that owns the business where I work for is they're very good in doing good deeds to others. In fact, there was one time wherein, you know, when I was working for the payroll department, and I would bring some checks to be signed by one of the owners, and it was towards year end, and I saw him writing so many checks, and I asked him, "Mike, so many checks, huh?" And it's a year end, and some business line, even him personally, he writes out checks to bless others, to bless those who are poor, those who are needy. And it's amazing how I know that yung secret nila is because they have a heart to help others. When people do the principle of really giving out to those in need, God sees it. In fact, sabi sa Bible, when you and I help the poor, the Bible tells us that we are in effect like lending to God. So para daw, pag tumutulong tayo sa mahihirap, para tayong nagpahiram kay Lord. Wow, nagpahiram. So ibig sabihin, ibabalik niya, di ba? Wow. And so, can I say this? When I started to work for this company, we only have just 5 branches. Tapos we were selling mga rugs. Ano? But you know now, we have about 72 branches nationwide. Pinrosper ang business. And of course, because juicy la, no? they have been given this keen abilities of business. Dahil who juicy la. And you know, they are the apple. The Jews are the apple of God's eye. And it's not because God has favoritism. But when you and I begin to see na when people follow the principles found in the Word of God, God would see to it na yung pinangako niya. He will do it. He will do it. And let me say this, when God blesses people, it's not just for the here and now. Meron ho yung after effect legacy. Even when you and I are gone, it will still continue. God is after future. Lagi siyang may iniisip niya yung future. Do you know, kaya most of us, we love this verse in Jeremiah. God has a plan for you and me. Plans, future natin na to give us what? Hope and a future. Meron po tayong kinabukasan. And yung future na yun is bright when you and I have the Lord in our lives. No matter what's going on around us, can we say this as we continue the Word of God? Our future as a people of God, when you and I remain faithful to God, alam nyo kaya exciting to the reason why I'm saying this is nagiging very real. In my spirit, I'm sensing na, Lord, talagang yung kingdom mo. Before, you know, all of us are student of the Word of God. Pag nabasa ko yung portion na, oh, inheritance in the kingdom of God, parang, ooh, layo-layo, parang, yeah, sige, okay lang. Pero now, because you and I are getting so close to it, parang kumbaga, meron na tayong foretaste of what is to happen. Yung inheritance that God has prepared for us. And because God loves us, mahal na mahal ho tayo ng Panginoon, that He doesn't want us to miss it. To miss it. It's a powerful event that the Lord doesn't want us to miss it. Amen? Do you follow? And so, that's why, you know, I brought this again because as a candlestick, the church as a candlestick, ang purpose nun is to give light. And in what we read in Matthew 5, Jesus said that you and I are the what? The light of the world, not the physical light, but there's something about when you and I have Jesus in our lives. And because ang light dispels darkness. Have you ever experienced that being, let's say, noon sa Philippines, I would remember mauso lagi yung brown out. I don't know why they call it brown. Pag walang ilaw, it's dark, it's black. brown out. And so, you know, we would light candles. How when you immediately light a candle, yung darkness ay nadidispel, right? Napansin niyo po ba yun? And so, now turn to Philippians 2. I want you to look at this. Philippians chapter 2. Look at what it says. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 16. Philippians, glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Are you there with me? Oh, praise God. Do everything without... fill in the blanks. Do everything without murmuring, complaining, or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you what? Shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. Oh, wow. My goodness. When you and I begin to let the light of Jesus shine through our lives, hindi na ho na natin kailangan ng ano yung Hollywood, ano yung tawag nila doon? Hindi. Yung sa Walk of Fame. Yung star, di ba sa Hollywood Boulevard, meron silang star. But tayo would be considered stars in the sight of God when you and I begin to let the light of Jesus shine through us. So, is this a true statement? There is an ever-increasing darkness of evil in the world we're living in right now? So that's why when you and I realize that po na ang evil po, yung darkness sa paligid natin, it's ever increasing. So the light of Jesus ay kailangan talagang mag-shine. And we know that the light of Jesus is greater than the darkness hovering upon the lives of people, hovering upon this nation and nations. And so kaya as a Christian, I believe very timely po na the Lord is telling us, let your light shine. And so, sabi dun sa Matthew 5, ano po dun sabi dun sa Matthew 5 na, let your light shine before who? Before men. That they may see what? Your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And so, in another portion, let's look at Acts 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. What does it say there? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how Jesus went around doing what? Doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. So here it tells us that Jesus was given the power to do what? To do good. He went in all places that he went, he did good. So you and I have to believe na kaya ho tayo buhay. God has created us. God has put each one of us in this world for what? Para ho, for good purposes. Amen? And so in another portion, now let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So these are just like building blocks for us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. What does Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 say? That we are, for we are God's workmanship. Himayin po natin yan. Look at that. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Now, in one portion of our Bible study, some of you probably remember that, I hope, yung some parable of the talents. So Matthew 25, you don't have to turn there, but just as a review. Dun sa parable of the talents, Jesus said that the person who diligently prepares for the coming of our Lord Jesus, paano daw ho tayong dapat maghanda for His coming? And that is what? To make use of our time, talent, and resources to serve God and by serving others. And do you know na when Jesus comes back and we are found doing that, na you and I will be rewarded. Amen. Ibang klase yung mag-reward ang Panginoon for that we know. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. Can we say that again? God rewards faithfulness. Pero para daw dun sa those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom, ay hindi ho daw pala dapat mag-expect to be treated the same way for those who are found faithful. Kaya gusto nating masiyahan ho ang Panginoon. Amen. So that's why we would want to know from the Word of God what God has called us to do. Now, what we read earlier, dun sa Matthew 25, na it describes certain acts of mercy for us to do. Ano yung sinabi doon sa binasa po natin? Feed the hungry. What else? Clothe the naked, visit the sick, visit those who are in prison, give drink to the thirsty. Mga acts of mercy ho to, no? Now, can I just say this? We are so excited and we are so blessed to find out na nakaabot ho sa Philippines na maayos yung ating 4 balikbayan boxes. Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, Sister Lina received already the pictures and videos, but we're going to put it together para maipakita sa inyo. But I already received some pictures from Pastor Siran. But here's the thing. Sabi ni Sister Lina, sa report nila, Sister Sally and Brother Toto, madami daw hum. So many came na ubusan ho ng pagkain pa actually. Normally, mga 50, ilan daw yung over 100? Oh, 120 people came. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so, here's the thing. When we are really seeking God, Lord, how can we be a blessing to others? Meron ho ako ipapakita sa inyong picture. Brother Juna, ano, before he shows the picture, here's the thing. At times, these are opportunities for us para maintindihan po what's going on around us. And here in this picture, meron lang hong just a glimpse. This is just a glimpse of the people na they are trying to reach out. No, so sige nga, roll it away, Brother June. I want you to look at the, can you see clearly? Okay. What struck you when you see the picture? Yung kanilang living condition. Would you consider that really a house? Not at all. Ano yung tarp ba tawag doon? Okay, meron pa bang picture na? So ito. Yung mga taong yung palaho, they live in a place near the river. No, pero napakahirap po daw talaga. Napakahirap. In fact, you would notice, sige pa nga brother, they live close to a river and ang dami daw hong families na talagang barely nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. Okay, thank you, Brother June. I want you to look at one portion sa Galatians chapter 2, verse 10. Galatians 2, verse 10. Galatians 2, verse 10. Let me know if you're there. Galatians 2, verse 10. Because, you know, as you and I study the Word of God together, it should change the way we view our lives. It should change the way yung perspective natin for the people around us. What does Galatians chapter 2, verse 10 say? All they ask was that we should continue to remember who? The poor. The very thing I was eager to do. Here in America, generally, no, we see the abundance of food, no? Totoo ho ba yan? Kaliwat kanan ng buffet food. We don't see enough poverty in probably in the areas where we're living in para maintindihan natin meron pong mga mahihirap to see the needs of the poor. Briefly, Sister Lina was telling me a portion of yung what happened when they went there. I think yung kanilang daughter went with them. How old is Avery? 10 years old. So she tagged along with Brother Toto as they did the outreach. And the comment po daw ng kanilang 10-year-old daughter was, I want to come back. Because nakita niya po yung, young as she is, as a 10-year-old girl, when she saw yung napakadaming bata, probably her age or even younger, na walang-walang makain. For a 10-year-old girl whose heart is touched by what she saw and even said, I want to come back, Dad. Gusto kong sumama uli pag pupunta kayo dito. Amen? And can I say this? That's why tayo as a church, we even encourage, you know, there were times wherein we would bring our young people to the midnight mission when we would do our feeding the poor and the homeless. And when we brought our young people there, young children, nakita nila na lines and lines of people, people out there in the streets. Pag napunta ko kayo sa Skid Row, sa downtown LA. The last time we went there, my goodness, sabi ko, wow, before, it's like all over, every block you would see a lot of homeless people. I work towards going to Beverly Hills, and the times are changing. Beverly Center. Who would ever think that you and I would see homeless people in Beverly Center? Left and right. In fact, yung building where we are at, every morning as I drive myself getting into the parking lot, ang dami ho, they're there. Meron hong dalawang lalaki na nando na, one is holding a mirror, they're helping each other shave themselves and clean up themselves. There's one guy along La Cienega Boulevard, nakakita ho siya ng gripo, you know, they're in commercial buildings, may gripo on the side, and he was just cleaning up himself there. to know that there's so many out there na talagang very poor. Why they come into that condition, we don't know. But what the Lord wants us to see is there's so much need out there na talagang kailangan tayo as a Christian need to be aware of the needs of the poor in our midst. Have you ever experienced na minsan you have your own problem and then you begin to see others in a more pitiable condition? Na minsan, Lord, must bless. Actually, Lord, I have more blessings when I would see those people. Totoo ba yun? It changes our perspective, yung pananaw natin sa buhay na minsan, pity me. I'm not saying na minsan when you and I have problems that at times we feel bad about our situations, but there's like a turnaround when we begin to see na others are more worse condition than we are. You know, our CEO, he said, you know, when we would be, he would be processing yung mga, we have customers. You know, sabi niya, the consumers here in America, masyadong, mapili. When you would purchase something, I don't like that. Yung pababakbako yung mga na-install na tiles, kasi I don't like the pattern. Masyadong too much vein. Yung color nung, in short, maraming complaining. Sabi niya nga, the CEO said, you know what? If this was installed in a third world country, palasyo na yan. You know, I would always say this, you know, it's a funny story, but you know how ang aming company, you know, they would want to give mga incentives, benefits, you know. Every summertime, binibigyan mo kami ng movie tickets. You remember that story? And so, binibigay yung envelope sa amin. Oh, yung isang kong coworker, binuksan niya yung tickets niya. Ay, apat lang? Lima kami sa family, apat lang? Sa halip na sabi, look at it. Oh, thank you, I only have to buy one. And popcorn. And yung chocolate po, pwede mo nang bibilin sa labas, mas mahal sa... Are we getting across here? Kaya pala sabi, you and I would shine like stars when we don't complain too much. You know, Sister Percy, I remember your parents. They had stories like they live in Batangas. They come from the province of Batangas, and I would remember his story na for them to para maka-enjoy ng cup of coffee, ay kukuhanin pa yung coffee beans, didikdikin, pakukuluan, saan ba? Sa medyas? Hindi naman medyas. Sa salay. When I went for a missionary trip, when we went up there in Benguet, one of the things that struck me was, dahil yung place is bundok, hindi cementado, the streets, the place where they would walk, it's not paved. And so they would go to the yung house ng pastor, that's where they would have their worship service. They would walk. Naglalakad lang ho, and it's like a 2-hour walk or 3 hours walk. E tayo dito, ano ba? They would walk just to come to church. Wala ho silang cushioned seats na inuupuan nyo. Walang aircon. The church of the Lord here in America is pampered. Kaya maganda hong mag-missionary work. We are praying that there will be people who would go next time to go to the Montalban outreach. So we are considering this sometime in February, kaya yung mga bala kong magbakasyon, if you would want, put that, submit that to God in prayer. Na Lord, I think I would like to go. Amen. So maganda hong month of February, hindi ho masyadong mainit. Nag-sales talk pa. But what I'm saying seriously, it's because it changes us. It changes us the way we see our life as a Christian and how it is to serve God. Amen. Royal Wood Outreach. Pag in-announce natin to, when you and I begin to remember what the words of our Lord Jesus said, ilang oras lang ho ba yung hinihingi sa atin? For some of you who would go there sa outreach, ilang oras lang po yung time na? An hour and a half, the most tops, 2 hours. Invest our time to visit people like them, sa mga convalescent po. Marami ho dyan na, they're so lonely, walang families na dumadalaw. And you would see the faces of the patients there na dinadalaw po na talagang, can you come back, can you come back? And all we did was just sing songs and share the word of God and pray for them. Please come back, amen? So, praise the Lord, visiting the sick. And we have even people in our church. I announced last time, wala pa hong lumalapit sa akin kung sino gusto mong sumama sa akin para dalawin si Peter John. Peter John gets encouraged when he's visited. Yeah, alam ko yun kasi, you know, most of, I have episodes in my life that nagkakasakit. Ang visit nyo, it means a lot. In fact, nagpataba ng puso ko yun eh. It made talagang ibang nagagawa sa spirit ng taong may dumadalaw. And it, you're lifted up when you need encouragement. And so, yung Samaritan shoeboxes, we've been doing this. This is already our tradition. But never lose sight na what nilang ho natin gagawin out of duty, but it's because of our love for the Lord. Lord, mahal ko kayo kasi, God, talagang you changed my life. And so we do this. We do this for the Lord. Now, here's the thing. Can I just say this? And this, the message would be really very short. On days that you and I are fasting, like katulad this week, you know why we intentionally did this? I purposely did this. On the days that we are going to observe fasting, sa halip na ho na bibili natin, perang gagamitin natin pambili ng pagkain, you and I will be challenged to set aside that money para ipapadala ho. Ia-alat ho natin yan for the poor and the needy. Can I say this? That even sa Church of God, you know, kaya sa fellowship, when you and I connect with one another, halimbawa on a Sunday setting or Bible study or Friday prayer meeting, as people come, hi, how are you? Iba ho yung hi, how are you ng Kristiyano sa hi, how are you sa trabaho. Sa trabaho, hi, how are you? Wala ka pang time, biglang sumagot, wala na yung nagtanong sa'yo. So, ibig sabihin lo, hindi pa ako nakakasagot ng how are you doing? Diba? Kasi ano lang, out of ano lang, yung walang ano, walang sincere concern. Minsan niloloko ko sila, how are you? Sabi ko sa kanila, how much is your time? How much time do you have left? Seriously, because, eto pa. I saw a statement posted on Facebook. Okay, sabi niya, when I come to work, you know what? I mind my own business, I just pick up my paycheck and I leave. Is that, anong, sa inyo, pag narinig niyo yun, tama ba yun? Not just enjoying, but can I say this? Kung ganun po ang naging attitude ni Brother Alex Rabino that shared to me about Jesus, I came here, bagong salta sa Philippines, basta magtatrabaho lang ako, wala akong pakialam sa inyo. Kung ganun na naging stand niya, hindi ako na-win for Christ. When the Lord Jesus himself would ask us to, I think the word is get involved. Pero can I say this? Baka ano, kasi may portion din sa scriptures na sinasabing, mind your own business. Ang portion na yung mind your own business is applicable para dun sa nagme-meddle sa buhay ng iba, pinag-chichismisan. No, not that one. When the Lord wants us to get involved, meaning to say, when you see someone in need, we have to get involved. We have to get involved. There will be times na, because in fact, it's a personal involvement. It's common, and I heard one pastor say it na, minsan daw nilalapitan siya ng ibang mga tao sa church nila na, oh, can you give money to this person because may kailangan? Ang tanong sa kanya ng pastor, how about you? can you do something to help? So what we are saying is, at times when you and I see the need, the Lord wants us to get involved. Does the Holy Spirit speak to us every day?
Yes.
Even when you are nag-shopping sa Tarjay? That happened to me. I was, minding my own business. May listahan ako. And the Spirit of God said, kasi I was looking at something na parang, I wanted it for myself. And the Spirit of God said, can you kind of forego that? And sa halip na yung amount na yun, it was about, konting amount lang, over $25. Just, wag mo munang bilhin yan because there's someone who needs it. And the Spirit of God even told me who that person was. And in fact, you know what I did? I used that money, pinamili ko ho, kasi this family was going through hard times. And so what I did was, namili ho ako ng amount of groceries and gave it to this family. And you know what? Number one is, I experienced a joy in my heart. Number one, because of obedience. And to know, it became an opportunity for me to share the love of God to those people. Amen? And so, alam niyo ba na God is pleased when you and I do that. Amen? Kaya, let us be sensitive sa, lalo sa household of faith. In fact, the Bible tells us in Galatians na, let's be on the lookout among the household of faith. Pag may narinig tayong, walang trabaho yung ano, we know how it is. We know how it is. I just came from that condition wherein, nag-run out na ho yung aking disability benefits. And so I know what it means na, where will I get the money to pay for the bills? But I have proven God. The Lord is never late. He's never late. And I know that the things that I did in the past, it was because I invested towards the kingdom of God. And here's the thing. There was one time that the Lord asked me to do something for someone, for the family. And, the enemy would even say, oh, kita mo na, tapos na yung disability benefits mo. Sana tinago mo na lang yan sa sarili mo. Di ba ganun minsan, right? Minsan parang, oo nga, ano. Minsan parang mapapa-agree ka sa bulong ng kaaway. But you know what? Here's the thing. The value of what I gave, alam niyo ho ba na more than 10 times more binalik ni Lord. You and I can never outgive God. Whether it be your time, yung skills mo. Skills, halimbawa, kung marunong ka sa accounting at merong, I'm just giving you mga practical ways. If you're good in numbers and there's, halimbawa, merong member na walang pambayad para sa tax preparation, can I prepare your tax? Wow. Tapos, may refund pa. Oh, naku, praise the Lord. And look at this. You catch the drift? We're here to do good works for the Lord. Amen. And so, as we end, can I say this? It's time for us to do good works. It's time for us to be actively good, aggressively good, not passively good. Dahil ang sabi po sa Romans 12:21, what does it say? What does it say in that portion of the scriptures? Romans 12. And we're going to end with this. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. Romans 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. With good. Amen. And so, yung mga darating hong araw, or even today, I remember dun sa missionary trip namin, my Bible was, may magandang cover yung Bible ko. Eh, yung isa hong lady dun sa church, ate Monet, ang ganda naman ng Bible cover mo. O di sinabi ko, sinopa yun, parang quilt na may lace pa, no? Ang ganda-ganda. Oh, ginawa ho yan ng sister namin doon sa church. I was in Benguet. Ang ganda, no? Panay, ang ganda niya, no? Ang ganda-ganda talaga. sagot ko naman eh, lagi, oh, galing ako sa doon. Sa, kasi kumbaga parang nagtatago, warp, sabi ni Lord, ibigay mo na. Gandang-ganda. Is it hard at times to give up something that you treasure? Oh, yeah. Hindi yung kaya yung widow that gave her money to the treasury, hindi nagtago war eh. Talagang binigay niya, wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Kaya, here's the thing. Kaya pag nagkaroon po ng opportunity, when God gives us an opportunity, kaya kailangan ng radar natin ay nakataas. Hindi yung ano, can you hear me now? Sinasabi ni Lord, can you hear me now? Lord, wala ako narinig. But sabi sa Bible, when you and I have, nasa atin na, kumbaga nasa bulsa mo na yung may blessing, wag mo na sabihin, oh God bless you, ha? Tsaka ka na bumalik. Hindi, sabi ni Lord, inandyan sa bulsa mo. Ibigay mo na. And so, obedience, merong reward ng obedience, faithfulness. So let's thank the Lord, amen. So for His word, for reminding all of us that you and I have been called to do good works for Him, for His glory. Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us to be reminded that, Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world that has come to us. Na Panginoon, na yung light mo brings us life. And for us that accepted you, Lord Jesus, na talagang ang buhay namin are forever changed because of you. And Lord, thank you for reminding us all that we are your workmanship. You have created us to do good works that you have already prepared in advance for us. And so Lord, thank you for reminding us that Lord, when we do these acts of mercy towards people, whether someone who is sick and we visit that person, when someone has no money to buy food, and katulad nung ano, it's a privilege for us, Lord, na we put that together, yung boxes na yung Panginoon, and it gives us joy na alam naming maraming makikinabang doon, and it becomes a vehicle, Lord God, for the gospel of our Lord Jesus to be preached and declared to these people, O God. We remember your words in Galatians, Lord God, to remember the poor and the needy among us, O God. And so, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, that you are our teacher and our guide. Ikaw ang nagbibigay sa amin ng willingness in our hearts, O God, to say yes to you, to give to those who are in need, O God. Lord, simulan namin, Panginoon, O God, in our own families, in the family of God, and even outside the church. And so, Lord, this coming mga darating na araw, or even today, you might be speaking to certain people, O God, or to all of us about certain people na nangangailangan ng tulong mo, Panginoon. And so may we say yes to you, that all of us will be your extension of love and grace, that truly, Lord, mag-glorify ka, Father God, as we do the good works to do good to others, Lord God, and help us to overcome evil by continually doing good. Help us all, Father God, and this is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, fasting po tayo Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And here's the thing. What you could do is, let's say you're supposed to buy a meal. You go, I don't know where you go. Set aside that money, and then we're going to take an offering on Sunday, and then we're going to allot that. For the coming days, we're excited na magiging ongoing thing tong outreach sa Montalban and even for those who are may needs in the church. Amen? So God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's as we call on the praise and worship team, as we worship the Lord together. Glory to God. Amen. May the Lord find us faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.